You are listening to Jai Long, and this is Make Your Break. Hey, welcome back to the show. Today, a little bit of a different episode. I want to dive into some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that I'm working on to help you be inspired and also just see the true behind-the-scenes of what actually goes into projects. You know what? Often I get told that I am too positive, and the reason why people don't like to listen to my podcast is because it's too positive and it's not real and it's unrelatable. So funny enough, the most negative feedback we get about the show is that the show is too positive, and yeah, not everybody can be positive all the time. And I totally agree. The thing is though, I feel like I am actually always positive. That's the thing. I'm always looking for the bright side. There's a few reasons for that. One is because obviously I've been through a lot of hardship in my life, and I feel like if you fall into the mode of being the victim and always looking for, you know, the hard things and the reasons and the excuses of why you can't show up, it becomes even harder. Like life becomes even harder. And for me, I've got this coping mechanism where I know there's a lot of negative things that are happening to me all the time, but I'm always looking for the positive, and those positive little sparks of light keep me going on my journey. And sometimes that's all I need. And it could be something so small, it doesn't matter, but it gets my hopes up and it gives me the courage to keep moving forward through the darkness. Now today, I want to talk about a few different things. I want to talk about a book that I'm reading. I want to talk about a project that I'm working on, and maybe even just sort of how I feel behind the scenes on working on bigger projects. So if you're ready to get into it, let's do it. And before we do, I do have another show that I've been running at the moment. It's called Metamorphosis. It's on Apple and Spotify and everywhere else that you listen to podcasts. But this show is co-hosted with my friend Kara Mia, and we dive into mental health, photography, life, art, creativity, content, and all of that type of stuff. So if you're interested, it's only a limited edition series. So at the moment, I think we're releasing about 10, probably no more than 20 episodes. And we've got some amazing guests. So if you do want to go over and listen to stuff like that, if that is something that interests you and you want to hear that side from me, then definitely get over and find Metamorphosis. I'll put a link down below. Let's get into today's show. Okay, first thing, I just want to apologize. There is some background noise. I am at my busy studio and there's people hustling and working. I am currently at this stage, I am packing my stuff and getting ready to go to Iceland and then Greece and then Turkey. So I'm doing a little bit of a European tour, and I'm doing it because I am working on a new project. It's actually a new course that I'm creating with my friend Kara Mia. She's an amazing photographer. And we came together and we thought, why not create something that's bigger than us and dream unrealistic and do something wild. There's a lot of moving parts with something like this. It can be really hard to put on a big project like this, and you have a lot of self-doubt and limiting beliefs, and imposter syndrome kicks in, and there's a lot of people you got to manage, and there's just a lot of things. So it can be really hard behind the scenes, and in front of scenes, it can look like it's sometimes just seamless and easy. Now, I think even with everything that I do, a lot of the times people don't know that I also go through the roller coaster of the ups and the downs, and the lows are really low and the highs are really high. There's times when you're making no money, and there's times when you're making lots of money, and then you've got to average everything out. And yeah, it's the same for everybody. The reason why I'm saying that, I've been doing some mentoring lately with a few different students of mine, and they're always saying like, Jai, for you, it seems easy. Like business seems really easy. And I can portray that sometimes. I know that. And, you know, I don't mean to do that as well, because I do know business behind the scenes for everybody is hard in so many different ways. It's just that I sometimes forget that people should already know that it's hard. So I don't need to talk about that. It's like, yeah, Jai, I understand it's hard because I'm an entrepreneur and I took that pill, you know, so I took that option. So we don't need to dive into that harder. We need to go into the positive. So I was talking about this in the intro, but I tend to like look at the positive of things and how can I make something work in my favor? Because for my own mental health, honestly, for me to deal with a lot of the things that I deal with, you know, like I lose a lot of money and I lose friends and I lose, you know, relationships and I lose things, and things don't work out, and, you know, I get hate online, and you know, there's always things. And for me to be able to go through all of those things, I need to have a rock solid mindset where I am really just working on myself all the time and moving myself forward and looking for the positive in everything. Because if I didn't, why would it be worth it? You know, so if you're always looking at the negative of what you are doing, like the projects that you're working on, the business that you got, like, would you be that interested in waking up in the morning and doing it? I personally wouldn't, you know. I love it because even though there's some like hardships, and yeah, let's say like 45% could be hardships, 55% of it is you like, well, let's say 50% is like you feel like you live in the dream, and then 5% is like, wow, like I wouldn't do anything else with my life. This is amazing. And that 5% sometimes just makes it all worth it, you know, showing up over and over, sleepless nights, anxiety, everything that we go through, you know, imposter syndrome, like everything that we go through time and time again. We get told no all the time. We get people ghosting our emails. Like we want opportunities and they don't seem to be just showing up for us, and we have to go and make them, you know. And I talk about that all the time. This whole podcast is called Make Your Break. So for me, over the last few years, I have really transformed myself in so many different ways. And I want to take you back to what I'm creating with Care and Mia here. Back in 2023, I held a workshop. It was really hard to hold it. It was in Los Angeles, called the Unrealistic Workshop. And for a whole, just so many different reasons, there was a whole platter of reasons of why it was actually like a really hard thing for me to do. I was looking for like sparks of like, what was the reason why I did it? Like, what's the positive here? Like, what's the good thing? And obviously there was a lot, you know. I got to meet a lot of peers and students, and I got to, you know, speak on stage and help people and just say hello to people. Like, it was amazing on so many different levels. But one thing that really sparked my interest is when I met finally with Care and Mia for the first time that wasn't online or on Instagram, because we've done stuff together before, like the Wedding Photography Summit and things like that. It was kind of like, yeah, a strike of lightning for both of us. Like, it felt electric meeting each other, because we were both at the same phase where we both kind of came from our resting phase, and we're both trying to build something. We're trying to spread our wings and become butterflies. And I want to share that metaphor with you as well. But sometimes in life you meet people and it just feels right, and then you want to create something and you need to follow your gut feeling. And sometimes it doesn't make sense, but you got to follow your gut feeling. And that really was with this. Also, for full disclosure, I always knew that my next level of self would be when I collaborate with somebody. The reason being is because I've never really done it before, and I don't really see many people in my industry, in my space, doing it as well. And so I feel like I don't know what it looks like, and I don't know what doors are open to the opportunities. Also, I don't really know how I act in a partnership like that. So it's like I got to self-develop all over again. I got to learn a whole lot of new things. I got to learn how to communicate properly. With anything like this, it's like a whole new skill set. And I'm really excited because I feel like with what I'm doing at the moment, like I kind of reached a ceiling with what I'm doing if I just keep rinsing and repeating the exact same thing. And then if I'm doing something completely new again, I'm starting all over again, and it feels like it's a whole new mountain to conquer. And I love, you know, the adventure. I love climbing the mountain and doing something completely new. So for me, you know, when we say chasing our dreams, it's always, for me, it's like, it doesn't have to be chasing your dreams. It can be chasing your interests. It can be chasing your passion, you know, instead of your dreams. My dream is to, like, for me to work on my own, and as in, like, you know, be self-employed and create what I want to create when I want to create it. Of course, I want to impact a lot of people. But then the interest and the passion is like, maybe I want to create something with this person over here or someone over here. And I want to do, you know, I want to zig while everyone's zagging. I want to create something completely different, which is really cool. So this course that I'm creating with Kara is basically following the life cycle of a butterfly. So a life cycle of butterfly has four parts: the egg, the caterpillar, the chrysalis, and then the butterfly itself. And so with this new program, what we've done is we split it into four different modules, those exact modules. Now, the reason being is because I actually seen for myself over the years that a lot of people get stuck in a certain phase and they don't go past this phase. And a lot of people feel bad that they're in a phase as well. Let me explain. So the egg is really when you start a project and you're completely new and you're starry-eyed, you're naive, you know, you're fresh, everything's possible, everything's amazing. You don't compete and compare with anybody because there's just so much opportunity out there. And I know you know how that feels. When you first started doing whatever that you do, I want you to think about that feeling or what it felt like. Then the next phase is like when reality hits in, and then you're the caterpillar and you've got to go out there and you've got to hustle and hustle and hustle. And to put it into the caterpillar phase, that is, a caterpillar has to eat around about 27,000 times its body weight to be able to grow big enough to get into the next stages of becoming that butterfly. What's really interesting is the caterpillar doesn't know it's going to be a butterfly. Sometimes we're just hustling and we don't know where it's going to go. Kind of like an example of this is when I said, when I want to collaborate with Care and Mia, I don't know what that's going to go and transform into. Right now, I just feel like I'm a caterpillar and I'm hustling and it can feel really hard. But you don't know the end result. That's completely out of your control. And it's fun to find out like how that looks. So the caterpillars, like, they're usually on social media and they're trying to learn as many things as they can. And they're just trying to get bulk amount of work out there and creating content. And, you know, they're just learning and creating, basically, like hustling, networking. Caterpillars are always hanging out with other caterpillars, that big energy, that big hustle energy. And it's a great phase of life where you just need to show up and you've got to put in the hours to make things happen. You know, some people don't even get into this. Some people stay in the egg phase. I know this. Usually they join a course or something in the egg phase. And then they say, like, well, I didn't make six figures. I've been sitting here waiting for it. And your course has six-figure business map. So I want a refund. And I don't realize that you need to shift gears and go into a new phase, which is the hustle phase. You can't just sit in the egg phase and then, you know, buy a course and hope everything gets done for you. You have to show up and do the work yourself. Like, you have to move heaven and earth. And sometimes it feels impossible and, you know, vulnerable and everything's out to get you. You know, you're trying to cross the road and birds and cars and everything, right? Think about a little caterpillar. So then the caterpillar hustles and hustles, but then it gets to a phase where it has to stop and rest. Okay, so this is the chrysalis phase. Now, interesting thing about the chrysalis phase, it's the most important phase. It's where you have to stop and reflect. You look inwards, you look at the work that you're creating, you start curating more, you start analyzing. This is sort of where you start, like, imposter syndrome comes in, and then you start dealing with that stuff, burnout. You start dealing with burnout. All the mental health issues come up here where we've been burnt out because we've been hustling for so long. And then comparison, you know, all the comparison and stuff like that all comes in the chrysalis phase. Now, this is really important because we need to get through this phase. We need to give ourselves some rest. Just like going to the gym, you grow on the rest days, not so much when you're just picking up iron, okay? So what happens is, though, we have this identity where we're hustlers and we're always going to be hustling. And then if you're always hustling, you never get into the rest phase. And if you don't go into the rest phase, if you don't hit the chrysalis, then you'll never become the butterfly that you want to become, okay? Now, it's the same as someone that's always in the rest phase and they never hustle. So they're in the rest phase. They're always thinking about comparison. They're always thinking about burnout and stuff like that. And they're never actually out there hustling because they're stuck in that phase. Then, of course, the next phase is the phase where you become the butterfly. And that's basically where you spread your wings and you feel like everything's in flow with you. Like, you feel like everything's just a yes. Opportunities are just coming your way. You're getting views on social media. People are saying yes to collaborations. People want to create with you. People want to talk to you. People want to book you. People want to work with you. Like, it just feels like all this hard work, you're like, oh my God, this is amazing. Now, the cool thing is, as long as the caterpillar ate enough food and it got enough nutrition, then the butterfly will lay eggs and the cycle will start all over again. What does happen is sometimes people try and stay the butterfly forever, but you cannot sustain being at the top of your game or being that optimized forever. Like, you do have to stop and start again. Otherwise, you do just burn out. And this is a really important thing. I think sometimes we think if someone's made it and then they try and start again, then, like, they must be failing now. But it's not true. We're just always in a different phase of the cycle. The other cool thing is about this cycle is you will always hang out with like-minded people. Just as a caterpillar doesn't hang out with caterpillars, the caterpillar does hang out with caterpillars, but doesn't hang out with butterflies. Butterflies don't hang out with caterpillars or with chrysalis or with the eggs. And everyone kind of hangs out together, right? You see caterpillars all together, butterflies all flying together. And it's the same in the creative world. It's because someone that's resting may not want to hang out with someone that's hustling all the time. Someone that's a butterfly doesn't want to hang out with someone that's hustling all the time. And it works across the board for all of those people. And that's why, like, we're always attracted to the same people just like us. They always say it's like you're the product of the five people you hang out with. You probably make the same amount of money. You've got the same fitness. You've got the same circle of friends, the same connections, the same opportunities. And it's because we're always the same until we shift gears and then we decide, you know, it's time to move into the next phase. So it's really important that we always are thinking about these phases. How can we start something again? How can we, like, get out there and hustle, make it happen? How can we rest, recharge? And then how can we shoot and slingshot ourselves forward and then fly? Okay. I really like this analogy because I think on the macro and the micro, it's like I feel like every day I go through this. Like I'm really excited and then I'm hustling and then I need some rest. And then by the end, I feel like it just all worked. And it feels really good, like on the micro or even like on the weekly and the monthly. But then on the macro for me, I feel like it happens every 4 years, honestly. Like every 4 to 5 years, I've noticed, you probably noticed I've changed my career like every 5 years, literally since I was 20 years old, I've changed my career every 5 years. And when I do, I start all over again, I become the egg and then I'm hustling and then I go back and rest. And I feel like for me, last year was all about the chrysalis. It was like resting and reflecting and just, and so it's this year as well. So it was last year and this year. So just resting and rebranding and reflecting and strategizing and looking at what we're doing and changing direction. That's what happens in that. You know, it's like dealing with comparison and imposter syndrome and I'm feeling like I'm not worthy and all these things, you know. I went to therapy last year and at the moment I've been having a lot of anxiety and stuff and, you know, I'm sort of like really slowing down and like resting and looking after myself because I can see the butterflies getting closer and closer. So when I met with Kara, she went through the sort of the same thing last year. And so we're both in a phase right now where we've been resting and reflecting and looking after ourselves and diving deeper on ourselves. And then from here, we've come together to create something. So we really are hustling. But I can see how like from this project, we're going to become the butterflies again. And I've got to be honest with you. The last time that I was in my butterfly phase was in 2020 and it felt exactly the same from 2015 or 2016 all the way up to 2020. It was that same cycle and that's where it was for me. And then it started all over again in 2020 or 2021, I was the egg and then I was hustling and then I rested. And now for me, it feels like, you know, I've got new things coming out. I'm going to write a book later on this year as well. There's so many exciting things and it just feels like I've given myself some more space, but I can make some more impact. And that's, I think, is really important. Like for you in your business, you know, if you just stay the same all the time, like you will burn out or you'll get disinterested. And I think both of those things are like a killer of any business or project or dream. And if you allow the cycles of feeling guilty or bad of being in the cycle of like, now I need to hustle, now I need to start again, now I need some rest, now I need to fly, now I need to say yes, now I need to say no, then I think you're going to have longevity in what it is that you do and you're going to be able to get so much further. Now, I have seen this happen before. If you look at that life cycle, I've seen people where their identity is attached to a part of the cycle. So for instance, they start off as an egg and then they start hustling and they hustle and hustle and hustle. And then they go, man, this is too hard. You got to eat too much food. And they hustle like almost to the chrysalis and then they go, yep, no, I'm going to give up. And then they start all over again. And then they in the hustle phase and then they start all over again and they never get out of it and they're always hustling. And then they show like their identity is like, I'm a hustler. That's what I do. I'm always just showing up and I never leave this phase. And it can be like a pretty toxic thing because if you don't give yourself some rest and if you don't, you know, give yourself some space and reflect on things, then you're not going to move forward. I've said this so many times, but if you are showing up, if you're not happy with the results that you got today and you show up today like you did yesterday and you do the same things you did yesterday, you can't expect different results tomorrow. It just does not work like that. If you're waking up in the morning the same time tomorrow as you did today and you are doing the same tasks with the same people in the same room, in the same way, spending the same amount of money, I can tell you the day after is going to be the same today. So if you're not happy with where you're at today, why are you doing that over and over? We get so attached to where we are and what we've already built. But just like the chrysalis, think about this. You've got to let go of the caterpillar to become the butterfly. The caterpillar doesn't come with the butterfly. You know, it literally turns into goo and then turns into a whole new being and then flies and breaks out of its cocoon and then takes off, right? So I want you to think about that with yourself. Don't ever be scared of letting go of what you've built to make space for something beautiful that's coming your way. I think this is a really important thing to think about as you spread your wings and you're moving forward through life. Never feel bad that you're in a stage that is different to somebody else. If you're right now and you need a hustle and someone's feeling making you feel bad because they're saying like, hey, hustle culture should work smart, not hard. And you know, they're going to come with a whole load of things because they don't understand you. They're just in a different phase and that's okay. Just move on and keep doing the thing you got to do. If you're in a rest phase right now and you just don't feel like showing up on social media and you don't feel like posting and you don't feel like doing those things, good. Give yourself that space, follow that gut, because if you continue to keep posting when you don't want to post and creating the stuff that you don't want to create, you're going to get more and more burnt out. You're going to be jaded. You're not going to love what you're creating, and your clients can feel it. The community can feel it, and everybody else can feel it. So it is better for you to turn off the devices and actually go and reset yourself, get that rest. And so when you come back, you're energized, you're ready. You are, you know, you're full of ambition again. You're full of drive, full of passion. Like, people want to be around you when you're that. That's when you're coming back and you become the butterfly. People want to work with you. So I think this is a really good analogy. And for me, it's really helped me get through these last few years, like just thinking about it like this. And I think it's helped me like move forward as a creative and as a business owner and in my business and in my creativity and everything that I'm creating. As a photographer, like, I've spent the last like 2 years not shooting anything. And everyone keeps asking me, so you're not a photographer anymore. That's not what you do. I'm like, that's not true. I am a photographer, but sometimes I need to like fill my cup again. I need to be able to go for walks without a camera so I can observe, so I can be present, so I can see things without capturing something. Like, I need to be present in life again. You know, it's like I shot, 500 weddings over 10 years. I've probably shot millions of photos. Like, I would like to know how many photos I've actually shot, but man, it's got to be millions, like so many. Like, it's crazy, right? And you get to a phase like, do you want to just keep doing that, or do you need to give yourself some time? And what's really cool is I'm actually getting really, really excited about photography again. I just got out all my old cameras. I've been like stacking up all my film. I've been sorting through things. I've been looking at my old work. I've been reflecting. I've been analyzing. I've been dreaming up new concepts, new ideas. And it just feels right. Like, it feels right that I took time away. So now I can slingshot forward and I can create again that I want to create, you know? But of course, in this time, I get so much judgment. It's like, Jai, you teach photographers, you're not even a photographer anymore. Or how can I ever learn from you? You haven't even touched a camera for a year or whatever it is. And you get so much judgment from all the people around you all the time because they don't understand you and where you're at. But you got to remember, you got to stay strong to yourself because you're not doing it for them. You're always doing it for you, okay? So you need to be proud of you. And if you can't give yourself the time and the rest and the space that you need, how are you going to keep showing up and how are you going to keep creating? It's just not going to work. I can tell you that from personal experience. So going into this project, I am really excited. By the time you're listening to this, I'll be in Iceland or in Greece, and I'm sort of heading off that way. I just launched Course Launcher as well, which is really cool. So I'm showing like other creatives how to like launch courses and create programs like this. And I'm doing a full behind the scenes like documentary on this whole project. I've got to be honest, like, it's costing me a lot of money. It's a lot of time, a lot of resources, a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety. And I don't want to make it sound like it's a hard thing to do. It's just that the thing is, I sort of said to Kara when we first started this, I was like, look, let's create something that no one has ever seen something of this quality before, or just like all of this, right? There's so many courses out there right now that's just like, here's how to make another six figures in your business. Here's how to make $10,000 a month. Here's how to do this. Here's how to do that. And everyone's kind of like, I've got to be honest, like, I feel like a lot of people are kind of copying the six-figure business map like over and over and over, which is totally fine. That was always going to happen and it should happen. There's like more competition, more everything, okay? I'm really happy. But while everyone's doing that, I realize like no one's really talking about the other side of things, which is like the art of what we create and the mental health of like being able to be out there and sustain like what we want to create, you know? So being able to create content that resonates with our clients and talking about imposter syndrome and comparison and burnout and all these things and having these conversations. Because even for me, the last like 4 years, I've been going hard just on business and nothing else because I just niched myself there. No one was doing it back in 2020, 2019 when I first started. And I was like, it was actually really hard for me to start because everyone was like, we don't want business. We just want to create stuff that we love. And now everyone's going hard on the business. And I'm like, well, it's time to create what we love. And, you know, it's always good to go the opposite to what everyone else is doing. I don't think I need to create another course out there that's how to make another six figures on top of the other six figures. But I do think there's a lot of people that need help right now, especially as like, you know, there's war looming and there is recessions and more homelessness than ever before and so many different things in the world. And if you want to show up for longer, it's not about having more strategies. It's about having a strong willpower, strong mindset, and being able to communicate and understand like where you're at with yourself and understanding yourself. And I think that's really cool. So creating this course, we don't have to fly around the world to do it. Full disclosure, it kind of makes no sense really, but it's a lot of fun and that's why we're doing it. The reason why we're flying around the world, and I want to explain it to you, is because this is a photography course. It's a photography course and we're diving into like the art of photography and content creation and styled shoots. And we got a psychologist on there to talk about mental health and things like that, talk about imposter syndrome and how to deal with it and tools to use and things like that, which is really cool. But the reason why we're traveling around the world is because module one, which is the egg, is all about like finding your style, finding your voice, finding your editing style, understanding photography, composition, light, like all that kind of stuff. And then module two is all about the hustle. So it's like the marketing, it's like putting together the styled shoots, it's the traveling, it's all of those things, you know, basically all the hustle that you're doing, like all of it's in module two. And then module three is all basically kind of around about like curating your feed, curating your work, storytelling, imposter syndrome, comparison, like burnout. Like it's all of those things. We've got special guests in there. I think Indie Earl's in there for comparison. Then we've got our psychologist in there for burnout and for like three or four other videos as well in there, which is really cool. So essentially the whole course is like from one to three is the whole thing. Then from there, module four is bringing it all together and actually going out there and creating something. So it's like the butterfly. And the reason why I wanted to travel around the world and I wanted to create whatever is when I talked to Kara, I said, hey, let's create a course together. Let's go 50-50 on creating this thing. And I want you to dream up wherever you want to go and shoot and whatever concept you want to come up with, we are going to go and do it. So let's like unrestrict ourselves from limitations of money, time, where we are, location, or anything like that. So I went out and I've got a loan and I am funding this thing. Full disclosure, it's going to cost probably a couple $100,000 to get this course together. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to bring together all these different shoots and all these different concepts. So when you're going through and you're looking at the rest of the course, and then you finally get on to see how you put it all together and get inspired, I want you to watch the thing and go, man, literally anything's possible. I think from my standpoint, I don't see enough programs or enough things out there where it's like blows my mind where I'm like, oh my God, I want to do this. Like I am ready for freedom. I'm ready to give up whatever it is that's holding me back. I'm ready to go out there and create some stuff. Like I'm just ready. And I really want this program for people to go like, whoa, I can't believe like they flew out the best videographers in the world to Iceland to go and shoot some stuff. And we brought on a giveaway winner and we're bringing out some of the best designer clothes and like we're bringing in a model from Canada and, you know, whatever it is, just like dream it all up, brainstorm it all up and see what we can create. And what's cool about the whole thing is none of it's about you need to have any of that to create something amazing. And we dive deep into like what you can create with no money, what you can create just with the work that you're already doing and all that kind of stuff. But the reason why I wanted to go hard on like these locations and the concepts and stuff is because with creativity, I want you to actually like open your mind to, whoa, what are the possibilities and what can I dream? Like what can be unrealistic? Because, you know, the world's just magical. There is so many amazing things we can do out there. And then some people come along and tell you got to be reasonable and you got to be realistic as if they know what the limitations are of the world. They don't know the limitations. I didn't know just a couple of years ago that I would be able to travel around the world and shoot stuff like this with a photographer that I love and with videographers that I love and work that we're creating that, you know, that I love, and I can shoot all this film and do all these things that I want to do. You know, I didn't know that was all possible. Going all in on this program too, I don't know, like it's a bad idea, definitely. For me, financially, of course, it may not work out. It's always a risk. I'm going all in on everything. You know, we're literally going all in on everything. All resources are working on this one thing. And I'm trying to create something that I believe is going to be a game changer in the photography industry that I think people are going to love and they're going to take notice of, and it's going to re-inspire them and recharge them in their career. So wherever they're at, whether they're just starting or they're making $200,000 a year or $500,000 a year and they're hustling, they've got a team, then they're going to be like, man, we can step things up. We can create stuff that we want to create. We can do amazing things in our business. We can be proud of what we create. And that's really the feeling I'm trying to instill into everybody, you know. So for me, the butterfly is the most important thing, because that's the thing that I'm yearning for. Like, I want to be the butterfly right now. I want to get away from my computer. I want to go and create. I don't want to be sitting here podcasting all day. I want to get out some rolls of film. I want to go to a country I've never been to. I want to go create with some friends. And I just want to go all in whilst I'm young, whilst I can, you know. I've got no kids. I can do these things. Why wouldn't I do them? You know, we give ourselves so many excuses all the time why we can't do things. And I look at my life and I'm like, I don't have any excuses. There is nothing that's holding me back. Why wouldn't I go out there and do something incredible and then try and inspire as many people as I can to have that same mindset of like, look what we can do. I honestly think, and this is like from my bottom of my heart, so I honestly think this course is going to be an absolute game changer in the community. And I think it's going to create a huge community as well, because I think like, we're going to dive into so many things on like challenges and things that people are like always in Facebook groups and they're always complaining about different things. And I really want to change the tides on people's mindsets in this community with like how they see a challenge and how they rise to the challenge, like how they go, challenge accepted. I am ready to do this. And, you know, there is nothing I need to complain about. I am going to create and it's going to be mind blowing. And then we get to show each other some really incredible things, you know. Like if you go out there and you create something amazing, you're inspiring somebody else, and someone's art inspires other people to create art. And I think that's really cool. And when you see somebody, you know, doing something that's like audacious, ambitious, and you're like, man, I want to be part of that. You know, you will start creating something like that yourself. So that's what I'm really excited about. And I've got to be honest, and I did say this at the very beginning, there is so much work in something like this, man. We're creating like a really beautiful workbook. It's going to be printed and everything. We're creating like 52 deck cards that are prompt cards for like when you go out there, it's like creative challenges. So you go out there and you're like creating work and then you need some creative challenges. Like you can have those and you just bring them out, which is really cool. All the modules that we're creating, we've got an animator on board that's like animating things up for us and make it like real easy for people to understand. We've been recording a podcast. We've been starting a new Instagram account. We've been giving giveaways all over the place. I mean, I got out some loans and I've been putting all my money into it. We're literally going all in. And if you know me, I always go all in on this stuff. And the downside is, and what a lot of people don't see, there is just a lot of stress sometimes. Just showing up and just not knowing if it's going to work out. And I know what you're thinking, like, well, Jai, I think you've done stuff before and you've been successful before. Why wouldn't this work? Success doesn't work like that. And a lot of people don't realize this. Success doesn't just go to someone because they were successful before. That's not how the world works. Success is the reward for someone that puts value out to the world. That's it. It doesn't matter if you've never had success before. You could have tremendous success tomorrow if you brought out tremendous value to the world. That's how it works. It does not go to the same person over and over and over just because. I'm not entitled and I don't deserve success. That's not how the world works. And I don't like it when someone's entitled, especially if they're like, well, I've got Instagram followers. I should have a lot of money. I've got an email list. I should have a lot of money. A lot of people should sign up because I've done this. I've done this in the past. A lot of people should sign up. And it doesn't work like that. The world simply does not work like that. That's not the capitalist world that we're in. People seek out things for themselves. They're looking for value and then they'll reward something that's created for them that they love. And then if someone hits the nail on the head, then they'll get rewarded well. If they don't, it'll be a giant flop. And that's the thing. So creating something like this, there is no guarantee in any sense of the word that this will work at all, in any sense, you know. So you got to... Like you can never rest on your laurels and think that you deserve anything. You have to always keep reinventing yourself like that butterfly, like the egg going all the way through. And you got to keep going all the way in because that's the only thing that you can do. Now on past experiences, past cycles, I know my limitations and I know what I can keep pushing just a little bit more, a little bit more. And that's the beautiful thing is that experience is what you get to bring over and over and over. So I know that I've got the experience and all the things that I've learned to this point, I don't forget them. So of course, like as you learn something, you can repeat success to an extent because all the things that you've learned before, especially if you've experienced success before, you can try those all again, optimize them and keep pushing those things. That's why for me, every business that I've like launched, it gets a little bit more successful every time, you know, because it's like I can do the same framework every time and then I can just slightly change something and optimize and do something. Obviously, I will learn something from a failure that I had from my last business. I'm like, well, I'm not going to do that again. And then I can keep moving forward like that through projects. And I think that's really cool. Now, I want to end this with just bringing it back around to you. I know you've been listening to this podcast for a while, and I really appreciate you listening to this show. I really appreciate you listening to Make Your Break, and you're out there making your break. And I've got to say, it's not always going to be easy. You're not always going to be in the same phase. You're not always going to be with the same people. You're not always going to be listening to the same podcast. There's going to be ebbs and flows. And as you go through your own metamorphosis, you're going to change. And change is the only consistent thing that you know is going to happen. It's going to be really scary, but it's going to be more scary if you don't change. If you stay in the one position forever, that's when alarm bells are going to go off. So as scary as it is, I want you to get uncomfortable. Like I want you to fully commit to the roller coaster of entrepreneurship. And yeah, there's no backup plans. Sometimes I don't know if it's going to work. Most of the time I don't know if it's going to work. But you're fucking amazing. And you know that about yourself. You know that you've got something so valuable to bring to the world and you can create something amazing that people can take notice of. You just need to put all your time and attention into it and you need to believe in yourself enough to give yourself that big budget, to find that money, to find the time, to find the resources, to find the friends, to find the connections, to find opportunities, to make your own break. Because if you're not doing it, no one's going to do it for you. I've got to be honest. If you're not making your own break, there ain't anybody on this planet that's going to make a break for you. Does not work like that. So if I'm getting uncomfortable right now and if I'm going all in on this new project and if I'm doing something that I've got no idea how to do, then I don't see why you shouldn't be doing it as well. Like, why don't you go all in on your projects? Like, why not? I know you got something sitting there and you're just thinking, I just don't know what the next step is. Good. Go learn that next step. You got something to do now. You know, it's a fun process. Be the egg again. Everything's possible. You don't need to get into the chrysalis yet. Everything's possible. Be naive. Go out and do it regardless. If it doesn't work, it doesn't matter, man. Going to finish this with, don't forget, follow me on Instagram, because if you do, you're going to see the behind the scenes of Iceland, Turkey, Greece. I'm going to Utah. I'm doing a whole bunch of things at jailong.co. Thank you for listening to today's episode, and I'm going to see you next week.